A big part of STEM education is learning how to code. The White House recently recognized a Georgia Tech program that uses music to teach coding. WEBE's Tazim Shama reports.
What you're hearing was built through a program called EarSketch. Each sound is created through lines of code. Georgia Tech music professor Jason Freeman explains how it works.
They write code, let them do things that are common in music production software, like taking an audio clip and putting it on a particular track in a particular measure.
Or to add rhythms or create effects like distortion.
But then they also learn about algorithms and computational thinking.
Freeman says he was looking for ways to attract different demographics to computer science, especially girls. Amy Wozniak says it's working. She's a high school computer science teacher at Lane Tech College Prep in Chicago.
A lot of students are intimidated by the topic and, you know, are fearful of it. But when they see a course that says, oh, we're going to be mixing beats and making music, then that appeals to a bigger audience. And that's kind of a cool hook.
At Berkmar High School in Gwinnett County, Leah D. Kilgore teaches math and computer science. She says it's also attracting students beyond the ones who are perceived to be geeky or loaded with AP classes.
The kids that are in the middle are finding this really interesting and broadening their perspectives on what could they do when they get out of school.
Kilgore said EarSketch is helping make computer science cool. Last year, her class had 16 students. This year, there are 90. Both Wozniak and Kilgore say girls make up 30% of their classes. That's the highest they've ever seen. Professor Freeman says that's key to the evolution of both music composition and technology.
I think that these fields aren't going to advance unless we're bringing a really diverse population to the table to contribute to their future.
Next year, Georgia Tech plans to offer EarSketch in more than 250 middle and high schools nationwide. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.